This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here are this week's top headlines. LANL underestimated seismic threat. And students hold hunger strike to protest UC management of nuclear weapons labs. Seismic risk at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, has been underestimated by roughly 50%, the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board announced recently. An updated LANL probabilistic seismic hazards analysis is due out later this month and will give more detail on the current risk. The LANL facility was constructed on several major fault lines. In order to keep running, LANL plans to submit a site-wide justification for continued operations while a prioritized facility-specific analysis is prepared. This facility-specific analysis will identify vulnerabilities and be used to justify continuing operations as needed. The impacts that the new seismic analysis will have on existing operations and facilities at LANL has yet to be determined. In addition, the DOE is currently in the process of determining future operations at LANL. The site-wide environmental impact statement, SWICE, for expanding operations at LANL was released in draft form last summer without including the new analysis of seismic risk. Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety and New Mexico Senator Bingaman raised concerns about the use of 1997 seismic analysis. In response, DOE informed Senator Bingaman that, quote, a careful review will be conducted to assure that all impacts discussed in the final SWICE are consistent with the seismic study, end quote. Community groups believe the careful review will dramatically change the analysis in the draft SWICE and must be made open to public comment. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, given the magnitude of a 50% increase in the potential force of an earthquake, a thorough review is needed before the final LANL SWICE is released. The public must be involved in order to ensure that DOE's careful review is done well. CCNS recommends that DOE withdraw the draft SWICE, rewrite it with the new seismic analysis, and release it again for public comment, end quote. On Thursday, hunger strikers and other protesters disrupted the University of California UC Governing Board of Regents meeting to protest UC's role in overseeing Lawrence Livermore and Los Alamos National Laboratories. They demand that the university cut ties with nuclear weapons programs. Police forced them out of the room as regents retreated. Over 30 UC students and former students began a hunger strike on May 9th in protest. Many students ended their hunger strike at the regents meeting as planned. However, a few will continue until the regents make good on their promise to meet with the students. Locally, Marcus Page with Pax Christi, New Mexico, joined the hunger strike in solidarity, delivering a letter to LANL management on Thursday. Yadidiya DeVries, a former UC student and outreach director for Tri-Valley Cares, a community group in Livermore, said the protest was, quote, an outpouring of frustration over the moral quandary UC officials put themselves in running the nuclear labs, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.